John, John, Jocelyn, Jocelyn, 115-69. Before we do anything else, I'd like a medication list for this gentleman. Let's make a medication list. So, number one, allergy penicillin. Number two, Crestor, 10 milligram, patient only takes it 5 days a week. Next number, Irbesartan, I-R-B-E-S-A-R-T-A-N, 150 milligram one today. Next number, Crestor, I said that. Next number, allopurinol, that's 100 milligram a day, new starting today. Then Medrol dose pack, only PRN. Then Colchicine, only PRN. And that's it. So that's his medication list. Let's talk about John. John is a 54-year-old gentleman who comes in today with a right ankle swelling. Patient has had a history of recurrent gout for some time period. And apparently part of the problem is his diet and his activity level, as well as the fact that he doesn't take care of himself, period. And apparently he did have a lap band done, and then he had it reversed. His weight gone up to 300, and he's lost about 10 pounds. He does have sleep apnea, which he refuses to use his CPAP at this time, period. He's married for 25 years, has two children. He's a police officer, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Allergy, penicillin, medication, see my new list. COVID immunizations, upstate medical problems, gout, non-compliance issues, surgery, hand, lap band reversal, social, no smoking, no drinking. Family history. Let's see. First family history, some kind of GI cancer in father. Mom had, mom is 74, doing okay, maintenance. He's scheduled for a colonoscopy, but he never had it done. He was given quiet cars, which he never brought back. That's a huge problem. So non-compliance continues to be an issue even today. He did have sleep study done, which was positive, but he's not using his CPAP. Other review of system, increased weight, tiredness, history of leg pain, leg swelling, history of chronic gout, history of recurrent gout, history of sleep apnea, history of high cholesterol, history of RVH related to his sleep apnea, history of LVH, leg edema, palpitations, and history of carotid stenosis. On exam, he weighs 290 pounds, 95%. 98.3, 16, 90, 167 over 81, repeat 150 over 80. Heart positive, small positive too. Lungs, clear abdomen, soft lower extremity, 1 plus edema, neurological non-focal. Right ankle shows redness and swelling. TMs are clear. Assessment number one, gouty arthritis, right ankle. Number two, Decadron 8 milligram. Next one is Toradol 60 milligram. Next number, treat with colchicine up to 3 a day. Watch for nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Treat with Medrol dose pack. Next number, hypertension. Out of control, A, because of non-compliance. B, because of his gouty arthritis. He promises he'll take his medicine on a regular basis. Next number, call me in 3 days with blood pressure. Next number, start him on allopurinol 100 milligram a day to keep him from having gouty arthritis and recurrent damage to his kidneys and his bones, joints. Next number, high cholesterol and Crestor. Next number, is only wants to take it 5 days a week. Next one is non-compliance. Next one is increased weight. Next one is sleep apnea. He's not using his CPAP. Doesn't want to use his CPAP. Next one is time for his blood work. He wants to wait. Next one is colonoscopy needed. He doesn't want to do a colonoscopy. Next one is he was given guaiacol cards, which never brought back. Next one is he wants to come back later. He wants to come back later for his workup and his blood work. Next one is we had a long talk about his issues. Next one is low testosterone, 120 before. Not interested in workup and treatment. One second. Hang on. Next number, I've discussed all this with John, and he'll call me next week with blood pressure. Thank you.